Last night's election results put Democrat Monica Dhingra ahead of Republican Jingyong England by double digits, nearly 11 percentage points. England has not conceded the race for the state Senate in the 45th district, but Dhingra's supporters say they have flipped the Senate to Democratic control. KUW's John Ryan reports from Woodinville.
It was, hands down, the most expensive race ever for a seat beneath Olympia's Capitol Dome. Past spending records were obliterated. The money for just this one race works out to $94 for every voter in this district of wealthy suburbs and high-tech businesses. Rita Bodd of Sammamish is one of those 45th district voters.
Today, I checked my voicemail. I had 22 voicemails from different organizations slating each candidate.
Bodd says she's never experienced anything like it.
It does bother me because I think there's a lot of misinformation. Like, they're misquoting candidates. There's a lot of scaremongering.
Megan Anderson lives in Redmond.
It was overwhelming, and there were so many that had just complete untruths. I hope people aren't getting swayed by that, but I'm not sure if that's going to be our new reality, where there's all of this outside money that is just going to come out and say a bunch of really untrue things just because they can.
Money surged into this race for one big reason.
This is the last Republican-controlled chamber on the West Coast, so flipping control to the Democrats will help us stand up for progressive values in Washington and help create a blue wall.
Mary Neubauer is with an arm of the Democratic Party that focuses on winning state legislatures across the country. She helped steer a lot of outside money into this race.
We have been heavily invested in this race. We've spent over $750,000 on the independent side and coordinated side in this effort.
Neubauer says her Democratic Party organization put more money into this race than any other state legislative race in the country. Local Democrats at Dhingra's get-together tried to frame the results as a victory of populism over big money. Here's Attorney General Bob Ferguson.
She didn't have the big money. She didn't have the corporate checks. She did not have big oil. She did not have the special interests. You know who she had? She had you guys. She had you guys.
But both sides spent record-breaking amounts, or as Monica Dhingra puts it,
the amount of money in this race is insane. It tells me we need campaign finance reform.
The Republican side spent about $500,000 more than the Democrats. Major oil companies dropped some major cash to help Jingyong England. Billionaires from New York and California did the same to help Dhingra and fight climate change. Big money or no, Dhingra says,
democracy is alive and well. I see this election as people waking up, people really being engaged in democracy, and people understanding that if they stay home and don't pay attention, bad things can happen.
At her party, England told supporters she was the underdog, despite her money advantage.
We all fought for one purpose, and that's to ensure a balance of power in our state.
Unless England makes a spectacular comeback in late results, King County Executive Dow Constantine's celebration won't be premature.
We were hoping for a win, but that was way over 10 points. That is a landslide. So tonight, we take back control of the state Senate.
And that would mean a whole new look for politics in Washington State. Reporting from Woodinville, I'm John Ryan, KUOW News.